This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now. All right, we're live. What is up, my brothers? Episode number 79, Before the Train Wreck series, the only show on the internet that shows you how to avoid making a train wreck out of your life by making intelligent choices. All right, this one's, this is an interesting one. I had a couple calls in the last few months with guys that booked me to talk about the relationships, and you know, women are addicted to social media. It is what it is. And they're trying to figure out how to break the habit or to at least create a little space between them and the addiction. So in this video, I'm going to cover, if you're going to try to get a chick disconnected from her addiction to social media, it's not going to work on all of them. So I'm going to deal with that part first. So what women this will work on. I'm going to deal with why women are addicted to social media. I'm going to be dealing with the differences between the sexual strategies between men and women, and then the breaking it part. And if I'm lucky, I think I still have a guest coming on towards the end of the show who's going to be talking a little bit more about some unconventional strategies. So stay tuned for that. We should get through this in about, 45 minutes or so. So again, welcome to episode number 79. Smash the like button. If you are watching this anywhere else on the interwebs, let me just drop the link here in the chat. I'd love it if you could come and watch this over on YouTube. It helps me out a ton. So just hit that link if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever. So head on over. Speaking of Twitter, it's been a hilarious week. Everybody's freaking out still about the stupid U.S. election. Nobody's ever happy, and nobody understands that it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is your own sovereignty and yourself. And if you think that a Democrat or a Republican is going to change the impact on your life, you're a fool. You're sadly mistaken. You need to control your life is what you need to do, and stop worrying about the government or the state saving you. Men shouldn't be worrying about that. Anyway, maybe I'll deal with that in another video. I'll just do like a standalone for the channel. Okay, so what women does this work on, first of all? You're not going to be able to get a lot of women off their phones. That's the reality of it. It's, and I'll deal with why women are addicted to it. But yes, at the end of the day, brother. If you guys haven't seen the At the End of the Day video, I don't know where it's been uploaded to, but just search for, I think it's Rule Zero At the End of the Day. Apparently, we say At the End of the Day quite a bit. So let's deal with what women this works on, because again, this does not work on all women. She has to be in your frame. Okay. At the end of the day, she's got to be in your frame, gents. You know, it can't be a woman with low desire or indifference towards you. And let me spell it out for you. So actually I'm going to skip the low desire because I don't really need to spend too much time on that. These are just women that don't care. You could be on fire. They could have a glass of water in their hand and they'll just walk away drinking it. They just don't care. So let's just skip the low desire part. Women that are indifferent, and this won't work on indifferent women, by the way, but this is what indifferent women look like. They will reschedule, cancel your dates. They'll ask for more than they give. They become bitchy, sometimes confrontational, actually often confrontational, if I'm being honest. They'll shit test you very, very often. They'll take longer to respond to your texts and calls. They may not put that much effort into their appearance. When you see her, you know, she shows up with her hair up in a nasty bun, or she hasn't put on any makeup or anything like that. She's rarely going to ask you questions to get to know you, get to know your life, you know, what it is that you're all about. you know, she'll be taking more than she'll be given, obviously. If you message them on dating apps, she'll be slow to respond. Her interest in the bedroom will not be very high. She may not get into, I'm not going to spell out the details. This is from my rule zero slide from a private talk that I gave, but they're just not that into you. And it should be obvious because you end up becoming a plow horse at some point. You end up serving her, bending over backwards, bending the knee, and you don't get much back in return. And she's obviously not going to defer to you. She certainly doesn't respect you. She more often than not treats you like beta bucks, right? You're treated like an ATM. The women that this will work on is women that have high desire for you, okay? So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest on the desire scale, 1 being the lowest, like she just doesn't care, we're talking 9s and 10s here. We're talking very high desire for you. So when a woman has high desire, she'll show up on time. She'll call, text you without making any first attempt. She's going to respond quickly. She enters your frame. She compliments your life. She's not the focus of it. She'll ask you questions. She'll serve you. She'll do random. She'll buy you random gifts. She'll do tasks. She'll make you meals. She'll follow you closely on social media. She'll message you first on dating apps when you first meet her. She'll always respond quickly. Show up for dates with makeup, nice clothes. She'll look beautiful when she shows up. She'll enthusiastically be intimate with you. I'm not going to spell out the rest of that here because this is YouTube, so I'm going to leave out the last part of the set of notes. But she's going to be hot to trot, buddy. It should be obvious. So let's talk about why women are addicted to social media. And I'll be honest with you, I spent the last hour and a half of my time watching TED Talks, watching other channels' videos, which honestly sucked, which didn't give any real answers, and a bunch of articles. There's an article here I'm going to read. Actually, let me deal with the article first, because I think that's a good segue into why women are like this. Give me a second here. I got to pop it up. Okay, so I found this page here, and it says what to do when your girlfriend is addicted to social media. Here, let me throw it up on the screen. Application window. Boom. All right. What to do when your girlfriend is addicted to social media. I've talked to a lot of guys about this. I can't believe that this still comes up and guys don't know how to deal with it. But honestly, there's no standalone that answers this clearly. So here's a letter to whatever stupid website this is. And his question is, dear Jack, let me start by saying my girlfriend is great. She's smoking hot. She's really down to earth and sweet when she's not glued to her damn phone. She has over 10,000 followers on Instagram and she posts an average of 3 photos a day. She's not a celeb or anything. 3 photos a day is a lot, by the way, guys. That's an addiction, okay? She's not a celeb or anything, but she spends most of the day looking at her follower and like counts and responding to direct messages and comments. Who do you think sliding into her DMs, by the way? This dude's oblivious to it. Anyway, sometimes when we're together, I feel like she's not even listening to me. That little annoying chirp on her phone is starting to drive me crazy and put a real damper on our relationship. Is there a way I can get her to spend less time on social media and more time with me? Can you help me, the Insta boyfriend? Well, this guy's a putz right away, I can tell you. But the response that this guy gives is just nonsensical. It's talking about how you know, she should do something like a digital detox. And maybe, you know, maybe she should turn off the sound notifications and alerts because that might solve your problem. And, you know, maybe you can like have a Netflix and chill night, just put your phones away for a little bit. And, you know, it's the standard crap that doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. So let's get rid of that. We'll go back to the full screen and we'll talk about why women are addicted to social media and then the remedy. Let me just remove this over here. Stop screen. Boom. So, if you're not familiar, when did social media come out? 2008? Before 2008, we had MySpace. 2008, 9-ish or so. I think some people signed up to Facebook around 2007. But it was around that time, 2008, 9 or so, Facebook became prominent. Then we had, you know, Twitter and the Instagram and all the other stuff that came out around that. Now we've got TikToks and Snapchats, all this stuff. And it is engineered to have you addicted to it. Guys aren't as susceptible as women are. Guys are more addicted to things like dopamine hits from video games and consoles and their mobile devices with games and shit like that. Women are more addicted to the dopamine hits that they get from approval and validation of other people. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. We've been operating as, I'm going to call it humanoids, but basically our ancestors separated from primates around 6 to 7 million years ago. Okay, that's when the human lineage began. and split from the primates, chimpanzees, gorillas, and all that kind of shit. First modern humans, Homo sapiens, were 200,000 years ago. Stone tool technology was 2.6 million years ago. Sorry, I'm jumping around here. 12,000 years ago, they say, somewhere between 12 and 10,000 years ago, agriculture kicked in. And we started, you know, abandoning the hunting, gathering lifestyle for more of a fixed, you know, permanent position. You know, we started growing shit and we had oxen and deer and, you know, we farmed land and stuff like that. But prior to that, we were mostly nomadic hunter-gatherers. And the interesting thing about that, and by the way, primates go back 55 million years. We're not just talking like the 6 to 7 million years ago that we separated from the primate lineage. Primates go back 55 million years. So this is a sequence of genomes that have been going on for tens of millions of years, okay? Social media has only been around for 12 years. So if you think that we've evolved in the last 12 years to adapt to be able to deal with the technology that's hardwired into social media, into these, I say little handheld devices, but these damn things keep getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, handheld devices, we've not even come close, okay, to being able to know how to adapt and how to deal with that. I read a book 4 or 5 years ago, Nir Eyal, who was the author. The book's called Hooked. I'd recommend reading it. If you go to the pin top comment of any of my videos, I got a recommended reading list. I spend a lot of time listening to books when I'm going about my day, when I'm not doing shit around the house. And this is a great one. And it explains how they engineer addictive traits into all technologies. From video games, you know, this book goes as far back to talk about more like some of the more groundbreaking ones, like what was that one? World of Warcraft. And it's fully engineered into everything to social media. You get the bongs, the bells, the dings, the alerts, the hearts, the, hey, somebody liked your picture. Somebody commented on your picture. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you get a DM. People get dopamine hits from this. They say that the dopamine hits are as similar as cocaine, you know, dopamine hits. I'm not sure that they're, you know, that strong, but, you know, it's obviously pretty significant, because when you look around at people, it doesn't matter where you are, walking down the street, at the bus stop, at the gym, they're just sitting here with their head down. People in about 50 years are going to have bent necks like this, right? Because we're spending so much time staring at a freaking handheld device. It's not good. There's a few shows that have been out lately. I didn't get a chance to watch the interview that Joe Rogan did with, I can't remember, what was his name? Tristan Harris. But The Social Dilemma is on Netflix. Go watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix and spend some time paying attention to Evo Psych. There's a very good book I finished the last couple months. I think it's called The Evolution of Desire. That's also pinned in the Amazon bookstore that I always mention to you guys. Check those out. So the thing that you got to understand is, for women to have survived for as long as they have with their offspring, they needed to have the approval of the others in the nomadic hunter-gatherer tribes, which, by the way, operated that way for a very long period of time. We're talking 55 million years, okay? And then we go back 10, 12 million years, we move to agriculture, moving from nomadic hunter-gatherers to agriculture to slowly, you know, trying to shift over to a completely different lifestyle. And then here we are 12 years now. We've had these handheld digital devices that give you wicked dopamine hits that people, and, you know, more specifically women, have been looking for tens of millions of years. And they needed the approval of the tribe. They needed the approval of the others in the tribe because their survival depended on it. You could throw a guy out, as long as he had his weapons, he'd probably find ways to, you know, hunt, gather, find food. He'll set up a new tribe, right? But women, the weaker sex, did not have that privilege. So they relied on the approval of the others, okay, in the nomadic hunter-gatherer tribes. And by the way, they weren't, you know, the world population of whatever it is, 8 billion people now. It was a population of probably 50 or less, 25, 50. It was usually no more than 75 based on the information that I've collected. So very, very small groups. But the difference today, though, is women don't know the difference between that small group of 50 that they needed the approval of for survival to the 8 billion people in the world. Any woman can go and download an Instagram or a TikTok or a Snapchat app or whatever and have a public profile. And when they post a provocative, sexy picture, they will get instant gratification. They will get the approval of others, because their hindbrain has been programmed to seek the approval of others, of the nomadic hunter-gatherer tribes, but only on a larger scale. and they're drunk on it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way that things are. So when you understand why they have this addiction and why they behave that way and why they go seeking the hits, and they don't even understand that they're doing this. I mean, you can have the greatest chick in the world, you know, you think in your life, all of them are going to have some addiction to social. If they have a phone, they're going to have some addiction to social media. It's a fact of life. You're not going to get around it. Okay. So how do you deal with that? How do you break that? Well, it's going to take a little bit of work. I'll be honest with you because like, as I speak right now, social media companies are hiring people that they call attention engineers. Okay. What they do is they find better ways to keep your attention on the handheld devices. They do it. I mean, men respond to things differently from women. Women are very, very simple. I mean, if you've paid any attention, you've been around enough women, you've probably noticed that if they have a social media account, they post something and they don't get enough validation or attention on it, it'll get deleted, it'll disappear, and they'll find a more provocative way. And it's very easy for them. Like, they've figured out these angles, different ways to, you know, get that, you know, make it work a little higher, get a little more booby, a little more down back over here, gets a bum curve. I got my guests here in the waiting area. I'll be right with you, bro. Stand by. Give me like 2 more minutes. So how do you break it? It's very, very simple. If she's in your frame and she defers to you and she respects you and she has genuine burning desire for you, this is very important though, because there's always going to be an opportunity to have the talk, right? Guys aren't supposed to have the talk. Weak men have the talk. They'll be like, where do we stand? You know, we've been dating for a while and I really like you and I hope we could be something together, boyfriend, girlfriend. Guys don't have the talk. Don't do the talk. Let her bring the talk to you. Let her come at you and be like, yeah, you know, we've been dating for a while and I don't want to, and I want to be with you. Okay, fine. Let her bring the talk to you. It's very, very important that you let her bring the talk to you, because when it comes to this, when you're going to break this habit, when she's looking for something more long-term, more intimate on a more personal basis, and you're going to invite her into your inner life, this is something that you're going to have to break. And it's as simple as this. Girlfriends that have boyfriends don't post provocative pictures of themselves on social media. The difference between men and women, the male sexual strategy is unlimited access to unlimited women. Okay. It's as simple as that. We want to scatter our seed. That's what we're here to do. That's what we do. Women, on the other hand, want the best that they can get. Picture a soccer pitch or a hockey arena, you know, whatever it is that you want to use. Okay. You're in the arena, you're playing the game. For the guy playing the game, he's spinning plates, he's smashing, he's dating a bunch of chicks. Maybe he's spinning plates and let the cream rise to the top, whatever strategy it is that he wants to use. The female sexual strategy is open hypergamy. She's looking for the best that she can get. So if she's still posting sexy, provocative pictures to the world on social media apps, and she's come to you, had the talk, and she sees you as the best that she can do, it's very simple. Girlfriends with boyfriends don't post sexy, provocative pictures on social media. She'll abandon it if she's in your frame and all those things are in place. If not, tell her to get lost. I've told women, look, insert whatever it is that I'm stating to them. If you don't like it, the front door's over there. Fuck off. Take your shit, get out of here, and fuck off, okay? If she's in your frame, she will yield. If she doesn't see you as the best that she can do, what is she going to do? She's going to protest. She's going to call you controlling, blah, 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 okay? You have to learn how to break it, and it's not that hard, but it's only not that hard if she respects you and she's in your frame. Let me grab my headphones because I got to pull in my guest here. Give me a second, Andrew. All right. And boom. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good, brother. I'm good. Is it okay, my sound, or do I have any feedback?
I'm getting feedback somewhere. You got something playing?
Let me put headphones in as well. Let me put them in. Give me 1 second.
So I want to bring Andrew in for this. I sent a message over to Tristan when I set up this event because they have a unique way of profiting from women that like social media, right? They've run webcam studios. They talk often about using OnlyFans and basically running these women on these platforms. And listen, if she has an addictive personality to this and you want to use some unconventional ways, I'm getting some background sound from something. Hang on a second. Stand by, guys.
How was that? Is that okay?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Perfect.
Actually, the audio was coming from my end, so got it detuned. All right, so I brought Andrew in. Actually, it was Andrew or Tristan. I was actually hoping to talk to your brother because I haven't had him on yet.
Yeah. He's a little bit busy. He's a little bit busy, you know.
He's smashing, isn't he?
He messaged me and goes, I've agreed to something, but, you know, I'm across the city. I'm a little bit busy. Can you jump on?
All right. So you'll take care of it. So you're a kind man. Thank you.
No problem, brother.
You and your brother have a unconventional way of dealing with women that love social media, that love attention and validation. Yeah. And you kind of profit from it, right? Yeah, so I wanted to present you guys with some other opportunities, some other ways of dealing with this, because not everybody wants to get into a conventional, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationship. There's other ways to do things in the world today, as you understand it. So tell our viewers about webcam studios and OnlyFans and how you use these women to, you know, make some money. I mean, you've basically become these digital pimps that have made a fairly large fortune from what I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because women, I think everything you've said so far, I've been watching from the beginning and you've absolutely nailed it. Everything you've said is completely true. You've completely hit the nail on the head. Females have evolved to be accepted by groups. Right. Have you ever noticed like, you know, they do these social media campaigns, like those stupid things, like put a black picture up for Black Lives Matter. Mm. And every single chick does it because they like the group thing, right? They want to be accepted.
Every single chick and beta male, black screen.
Every single one. So chicks evolve for groupthink, and you put it exactly perfectly. Social media is the ultimate groupthink test, isn't it? You know, do people like me? Am I accepted?
Yeah.
And so women are more addicted to it than men. And I'll be truthful. I'm addicted to social media. I know a lot of guys who are. I find myself on my phone 8 hours a day doing something or arguing with somebody on Twitter, or like even the men here who are watching it, if we're all honest with ourselves, a lot of us are addicted. So imagine how addictive it is for a female with their evolutionary imperative.
And by the way, if you want to see how addicted you are to social platforms, there's an app that you can either install on a Chrome browser or on your phone. It's called Rescue Time. It'll get you a report at the end of the week, and it'll tell you how much time you're spending on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever it is that you've got installed on your phone. It's ridiculous. Like, guys do it too, for sure. But it's in a different sequence of events. Like, we're not sitting there posting booty pics of ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not. But you're right. So women have absolutely evolved for this. And then on top of it, you said something else, which is completely true. Like every good business, right? Social media companies have designed their product to be as addictive as possible. Like every good business should. Like you can't blame them for this. They wouldn't be very good businessmen if they didn't. So it's an extremely addictive product. And I think one of the largest things that social media gives women that it doesn't give men is it gives huge opportunity.
Correct.
And this is one of the things that women get from it. Like if you're a normal chick, but you manage to amass 1 million followers on Instagram, your life has changed. It's not just about likes anymore. Now it's about sponsorships and travel. And
have you ever seen what happens to women when they lose their Instagram account and they've got a large following? They lose their fucking minds. They cry. They like threaten to commit suicide. It's unreal.
Because it's their entire identity, right?
Exactly.
And it's usually their income. It's usually how they travel. And it's how they validate themselves. Like, it's a huge part of who they are. So that's why they'll post that Black Lives Matter post. Like, they don't want to get banned. They'll do anything it takes, you know? So you've already nailed all that, and you put it, and you've got it all completely right. And what you've said about Frame, again, is absolutely completely right. You got it all right. And a lot of the girls who work for me, for example, they have large Instagram followings and they're on Instagram a lot. What's actually interesting is, in some ways, the industry I'm in, if anyone's watching this, me and my brother run a webcam studio. In some ways, the industry I'm in can kind of help. And the way it can kind of help is we can convince our girls, like, look, why are you fucking around for likes when you should be fucking around for dollars? Mm. And that kind of helps us in some regard. But the girls who I'm seeing who aren't working for me, and there's a few of them, a lot of them are addicted to social media. And you know the one they're most addicted to? It used to be Instagram, but this new thing, fucking TikTok, they live on that. They live on TikTok. Mm. They're scrolling and watching TikTok all day long. And trying to get them to stop, as you've already stated, is extremely difficult. It's not easy. So any guy who's trying to attempt it or trying to get his girl off her phone, you said it right. If she's not in your frame, you're asking her to give up a lot.
I'll put it to you this way. Unless she's running a business, she's a celebrity, she's a fitness model, and she needs a social media platform to sell shit, I don't know, thin tees, exercise programs, whatever. Okay. If that's not what she does for a living, she has no business being on social media with a public account. Have a private account for your friends. You can take some pictures when you travel. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my view anyway.
No, I completely agree with you. And I think that's one of the number one ways. So if of the few girls I'm seeing, a few of them are big on TikTok, not so much Instagram. They have a few thousand, but one of the girls is really, really big on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And I think what I understand and what you have to understand as a man is if you're asking a woman to not use social media so much, you're asking her to limit her access or give up a lot of the time she spends creating opportunities, even if it's not opportunities to just cheat on you, but it's opportunities to do a whole bunch of stuff, right? So it's going to be very addictive to them. And what I always try and do, especially if the girls in my frame, is what you have to do is offer something in return. If someone's going to give something up, you have to give something else, right? You have to balance it. So you said you've been asked this question a lot. I've been asked this question too. And none of this stuff's going to work unless she's in your frame. But if you can try and identify the fact that she's on social media, and what I always find works, and this works for me, if you make her feel like she would be far more unique and interesting if she wasn't on social media, that's going to start and put the prick in her brain. So I'll say little things like, "You're always on TikTok." She's like, "Yeah." I go, "Yeah, I know lots of girls who do that." Little things like, well, all stupid girls do that, you know? And they'll sit there and go, "What do you mean?" I say, "I don't know. I've known a lot of girls who live on their phones." And how old are you? "Oh, I'm 19. "Yeah, you're 19. That kind of thing, you know? And it kind of gets in their head a little bit. And they're like, "Oh, well," and they start to think, you know? And it has to be a gradual process. You're not just be able to come along and, like you said, and have the talk. That ain't going to work. You have to slowly and point out to her, "Look, you'll be a more unique, more interesting. I'm going to love you more if you put your fucking phone down."
What do you tell women when they say to you, "Andrew, you're just controlling. You're like my ex-boyfriend, Andrew. You're just controlling. You can't do that."
Yeah, I get a lot of that. And I say, "Yeah, I am controlling." I say, "Yeah, I'm controlling because you know what? If I'm going to care about you, I'm going to be controlling. So we have a few choices here. Like I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. I'm not a bad person. But if you want me to take you seriously as an individual, I don't expect you to be talking to men on Instagram. Now, if you want to talk to men on Instagram, that's your choice. But if you ever want me to take you seriously and care about you, then you have to stop doing that. It's up to you." And you basically give them an ultimatum. You say, "Look, you can continue to act like a hoe and I'll treat you like a hoe. Or you can get your act together and I'll treat you like something else." So
I always like to give credit where credit's due, because I've heard you say it's either comply or goodbye.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah. It basically has to be, right? Because if she's going to say, "No, I'm going to sit here and message all these men on Instagram," and you're going to continue to see her and treat her like a queen and fuck her and love her and invite her around every night, why would she stop? Like, why would she? Let's reverse it for a second, Richard. Would you stop? Let's be honest with ourselves.
Listen, if I was a woman, I'd be doing the same thing for the most part. I mean, it's going to be hardwired, one. And two, there's a lot of women that can make a lot of money on social media if they're beautiful and they're smart and they approach it the right way. But they need some guidance. They need some boundaries. So talk about, you know, how you convert them from, you know, a date, a girlfriend that you're seeing to, you know what, since you like social media so much, let's go make some money at this.
Yeah. So the webcam angle. So I have girls who obviously work for me. I have girls who don't work for me. The webcam.
How many cam girls you have right now?
Right now it's not nearly as big as before. I have four girls now.
Okay.
I'm scaling way back. We used to have a really big studio and all the headache that went with it. You know, it's kind of crazy. People say, "You had 75 girls. That must have been wild." And I said, "It was probably the worst period of my life. It was nothing but."
Bro, I told you like a year and a half ago, we were messaging on DM. You're like, "Let's get on a stream and we'll talk." I'm like, "I'm not hiring chicks, dude. I don't want to work with women," right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying now, right?
Oh, hey, I know. I've always known what you're saying, my friend. You're completely right. You're completely right. So I have four now who've been with me for a long time, and they basically know exactly what to do and they know the game and that kind of thing. But those kind of girls are actually, in some ways, once they've become veteran cam girls or veteran OnlyFans girls, whatever, they're not so bad because they're not going to sit on Instagram and message some guy for free. Like, why would they? If they're going to message someone, they're going to message a guy on OnlyFans who's paying per message. So once they become all about the money, it's actually easier.
Do you have these four girls on cam plus OnlyFans?
Yeah, both. They do both of them. Yeah, they do.
Okay, cam. So they run both platforms. Yeah. They probably feed off each other, right?
Completely. So you get all of your OnlyFans guys from cam, basically. When you're on cam, you sign up a bunch of OnlyFans guys. And then OnlyFans itself, they can DM guys, and they can DM guys with a photo that's blurred out, right? So they can DM a guy and say, "Oh my God, look at, oh my God, I'm so wet," or whatever, and a blurred photo, and there'll be a price tag. And the dude will be like, is this worth 10 bucks to see what she's talking about? And as long as you're, it's like copywriting, right? You come up with some good copy, you get a blurred pic, and you send it out. So the girls are working their phones for money. So those girls I don't have problems with. The girls I have problems with stuck on Instagram and TikTok are the girls who don't work for money. Those ones are much worse because they're doing it for likes. And that really bothers me, Richard, because I'm like, if you're going to sit your ass on your phone for free, that really upsets me. You know, at least get paid. Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm gonna drop a video here in the chat. I don't know if you've seen this, but Charisma on Command is a channel. I don't follow it, but somebody sent me this video, and it's the surprising psychology of OnlyFans, and then it says simps after that. And it breaks down exactly why OnlyFans is so popular and why simps throw so much money at it. Okay. So Andrew and his brother have just figured out a way to monetize it. And it's like, okay, well, we have supply and demand here. We have demand from simps who want the attention of these girls, and we have these girls that want attention. And then you have these high value guys that basically say, all right, I'm going to connect you to and be the broker of this exchange, right?
Yep.
Basically. How much money does a girl make on an average month with their OnlyFans and their cam work?
So it really varies. It completely varies. You have girls who make nothing, and you have girls who make fortunes. I'd say a very average girl, very average, if she's dedicated, will bring in about 10K a month. A good girl can do 50. You know, I have some girls.
How much of that does she keep, and how much of it do you take?
Yeah. So if we talk about the actual industry, that is all dependent on your personal dynamic with the girl, right? So if a girl comes to you and it's pure business, if it's just business and she approaches you to just do the technical side of things and give her guidance and just be the manager, et cetera, she's not going to want to give you a very high percent. But if she's your chick, if she's been with you for years or she really loves you and she trusts you completely, well, then you can say, look, you're going to do this because I don't want you in some normal job where your manager is hitting on you every 5 seconds. And I don't want you sitting around my house living off me. So you're going to do this, and you can buy a handbag or whatever. But the rest of it, I'm going to look after our family, and it's going to go with me, and I'm going to handle it. So I have some girls who might make 50 or 60, and they might take 5 a month, and the rest is for me because I'm in charge of the finances because I'm the man. I'm in charge of the house. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the dynamic. But I have other girls who work for me, and it's pure business, and it's just business. And I might take 20%, for example. So that's all about the personal relationship with the girl, right? But the industry itself, yeah, it's all based on attention. And this is why girls do it. This is one of the things. People say, how do you get girls to be cam girls? And I say, you're asking a girl to sit there and get unlimited compliments and get loads of money. It ain't really that hard to say, look, why are you a waitress when you can do this instead? They'll put up the false moral obligation. I'd never do that.
Yes. Well, women love to sell purity, right? Like they like to sell innocence and purity to guys.
Yeah, exactly. Because they think that's what we want to hear. And I'm like,
but I mean, look, they'd be doing it anyway if you're not with them. Another picture, another 100 likes, another 1,000 likes, another 5,000 likes, whatever.
And this is the thing. So these girls who are famous on Instagram are only a nipple cover away from what my girls do. Like, right. You're talking about a few pixels. You know, like, so it is what it is.
Cool. All right. So I want to start to wrap this up. You've got some programs that teach guys how to do this sort of stuff. It's on CobraTape.com.
Yeah, on CobraTape.com, I teach guys, if you ever want to run a webcam studio or an OnlyFans studio, I teach you exactly how to recruit girls, how to train them, how to teach all the technical side of everything, the best way to make money from the girls, the best way to make sure the girls continue to work for you, et cetera, et cetera. I teach it all on CobraTape.com. And that might be a path to take. Like, I know you're saying you get a lot of guys who are asking, how do I get my girl to quit social media? Well, if she really loves you and you've been together a while, tell her if she's so addicted to social media, she can pay the rent. Maybe that will help. I don't know.
That was my point. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's like, you can do something useful with it. But for my, I'll be honest with you, Richard, my girls don't work for me who have these big Instagram followings. To take them away from it is extremely difficult. This is their identity. It's very hard to get them off this thing. It's really cancerous, you know? And you have to understand.
The vast majority of guys end up into a big spat with them. They don't know how to respond to it. She's pointing and sputtering at him, saying that he's controlling and that's not fair, or guys do it too, or some shit like that. Yeah. No, 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 and no.
Yeah, it doesn't work because the thing is, like, females love emotional response from you anyway. I kind of learned this the hard way when I was running my business, but people always think of my industry or pimps or whatever. They think of us as these big, mean guys who scream and stuff, right? But the truth is, if a girl doesn't behave, I do the absolute opposite. I'm not going to sit there and scream at her because that's unlimited attention. That's, even if it's negative attention, it's still attention. If I'm taking time out my day to scream at her, she's still benefiting in some way. All you can do is retract attention. So if a girl isn't, with my girls who don't work, who are addicted to social media, if they won't put their phone down, I'm not going to scream at them to put it down. I'm going to say, ah, you're one of those girls who are always on Instagram. And then I'm going to start to reply slower. And I'm going to make it clear why I'm doing it. And if she doesn't know, if she doesn't give a shit, because some girls don't, and she goes, oh, well, fuck Tate, I'll just go fuck someone else. Well, then she was always going to fuck someone else anyway. And you just have to be a man about it and move on. That's all you can really do, you know?
That's it. All right, brother. So visit CobraTate.com if you guys want to learn more about, you know, how to turn girls onto this stuff and profit from it. I promised you guys that I was going to deliver you some useful information to get today, why women behave this way, how to break the habit, and of course, you know, some unconventional ways of dealing with it. Andrew, give me a second. I'm going to pull you out of the screen just for 1 minute just to deal with the channel sponsor. Just over my shoulder over here, guys, Grondike Soap's been a great sponsor of the channel. It's pheromone infused soap, handmade in the U.S. Check it out. It'll be pinned in the top comment. Or let me grab the banner. It's usually easier if I have these banners handy. Boom, 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 boom. There it is right there. So you can just go over here to coopersoap.com. Scott set it up a while ago. You just go through there and check out, and it's all done. And real quick, I'm going to throw the super chat up here that I missed. Neo, thanks, brother. Spit them golden nuggets. Bomber Command. It is what it is, guys. You know, this is facts. So, again, Andrew, oops, had to stream. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate you hopping on. I know it's real late over there in Romania. What is it, like 3:30 in the morning?
3:30 in the morning. That's right. Yeah. All right. So work never stops.
All right. Stand by for a minute. I'm just going to wrap this up, and I'll talk to you for a couple. Cool. But thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you guys next Monday. Got a bunch of